Good morning. I'm Erin Slomsky-Pritz with Raven News, and I am here in the studio with Mike Morris, the Safety Officer of Public Education, member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Erin. I'm just fine. Thank you.
And today we are going to talk about a couple of safety events that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is offering. And the first is a life jacket safety event at Blatchley Middle School pool. Mike, could you tell me a little bit about the event?
Sure. This is a little bit out of our normal kind of venue for classes. This will be at a swimming pool. And the object, whole idea is to get people to come to the pool on April 17th between 6:30 and 8:30. And it's just kind of an open drop-in type of session. And try on their life jackets. If you own a life jacket, it's your personal life jacket, and may have never had it on in the water, come on down and try it and see how it works. And then we will have, thanks to AMSI, a whole variety of life jackets that you can try on and different types that you may have never even thought about. So, and if you had like to go in with a pair of pants and a shirt, a little bit better dressed, put your bathing suit on and do that so you can feel what it's like in the water with more clothing on than you might normally go swimming in.
And who is this event for?
It's for everybody in the community. Kids, adults, people who've been out on boating a lot, and we'd just like to see how life jackets work. And we go through some heat escape things. There's help and huddle that the kids in the school, as a matter of fact, I'm working with first graders this week, that go through to lessen heat loss in the water that we can also show you while you're maybe waiting for help. So, and we'll have some reboarding devices. Somebody goes overboard, and we can show you, give you a chance to throw lines, cushions, and that kind of thing and see what works and maybe what doesn't work so well.
And can you tell me a little bit about what brought on this event or about what the culture is in Sitka of wearing life jackets?
Well, pretty typically, most people don't wear life jackets. The kids have to if they're under 13 and on in a skiff or either on the open deck of a boat. But for the most part, you get out of the harbor and there's just not a lot of life jacket wear. Everybody's got life jackets on board, but they're not being worn. And unfortunately, a huge percentage of people that drown don't have life jackets on and are not properly put on. So you have to make sure that if you've got one on or a float coat, that they're zipped, snapped, buckled, or whatever, because they've been finding people that have wearing them but haven't secured them well get ejected from a skiff or something, and they find them, and the life jacket, the float coat's off. So you need to wear them properly, and they need to fit well, too, especially with the kids.
Yeah, so it sounds like this event in part is trying to change the culture around life jacket
right.
wear.
Yeah, get that behavior changed and culture follows, I guess. We also want to mention that commercial fishers, if you have an immersion suit and you haven't had it on in a while and would like to try it on in the water, see if it still doesn't leak and such, that'd be great. I also teach the onboard drill class, and I do commercial vessels also, but I can take a look at your immersion suit and tell you if it needs to be fixed or the maintenance that you need to do on it. So, yeah, commercial folks, bring your immersion suits down, just make sure they're clean, and come on in and join us.
Wonderful. And if you are just tuning in, I am talking to Mike Morris, Staff Officer of Public Education, member of Coast Guard Auxiliary, and we are talking about the life jacket safety event at Blatchley Middle School on April 17th. We are now going to talk about another event that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is offering on April 21st. Mike, will you tell me a little bit about this event?
Sure. It's going to be held at Sitka High School in the parking lot, and the goal of that is for people that have trailer boats, skiffs, recreational boats, or even some of the charter boats that are on trailers that are not in the water on the 21st of April. Come on by. We're there from noon to 4, and if you're in line and waiting and it's 4 o'clock, we'll take you anyway. Not going to turn anybody away. And the whole idea is for us to do a vessel safety exam. And for the skiffs and the wreck boat people, skiffs are pretty quick, 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, to do a recreational boat. Charter boat's going to take a little bit longer. We I may just pull you aside and put you in your own line, because we can do charter boats also. It's a free courtesy exam. There's no downside other than the time it'll take you to come on up. We don't ever, never write tickets, and we do not keep any kind of secret list. There's no secret squirrel society stuff going on here that says, yeah, this person didn't pass, so check them out. No, that's illegal. We don't do that. It's against the law, and we would never do it. It would ruin the program. We don't want to have people not coming because they're afraid they're going to get ticketed. So come on up. If you don't pass, that's fine. You'll know what you need. And as I said to Aaron, we do house calls. You know, if you take your boat back home and get it fixed, give us a call. We'll come by, check out what was amiss, and sign you off. Or we'll come down to the harbor also. So the boat does not necessarily need to be in the water. We're happy to do exams on the trailer, in the yard, on blocks, or at the harbor.
So house calls can happen outside of this April 21st event?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we're available right now if you're ready to go. It's get kind of easing on to edging up toward spring, if I dare say that word. And, yeah, people thinking about getting out on the water. So give us a call. If you're not sure, we can come by and let you know what you need, and then do a final exam.
And can you tell me a little bit about what the exam entails?
Sure. Just like in a vehicle, you need to have your registration and with you. It needs to be current, and the numbers on the hull need to be 3 inches high, and it needs to be contrasting color with the hull so that they can be seen easily, you know, 50 feet away or so. And fire extinguishers are always important. You are the fire department out there. And life jackets. If you don't have life jackets, your voyage is going to be terminated. They'll escort you back to the harbor and such. Visual distress signals. If you have navigation lights on board, they need to work. And even if you're in a small skiff that may not require them, a light is required. Flashlight even will work, one of those wand type lights that they use to direct the aircraft in at the airport. It's kind of a cone over it, so you're not flashing it in the eyes of, say, a rescuer and such. And, yeah, there's a few other things we talk about that are not required on the exam and such. So
yeah, what are some of those other things that you share?
Well, first aid kit. Radio, believe it or not, is not required safety equipment. It's unbelievable that it's not. I don't know that there's anybody that doesn't at least have a handheld radio that goes out on the waters. That's one thing that everybody carries around here is a radio. So we just see how it's working and discuss. If you do get in the water, how the Coast Guard will set up a communication schedule with you. They'll let you know what's going on and see how you're doing and such. What else? Anchors, anchor line, chain that goes with it. And just look at your setup and such. So just things like that that lead to managing some of the risk that you take when you go out on the water.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's very important. Mike, is there anything else you would like to share about either of these upcoming events?
Yes, we're going to do another one of each. Yeah, we have them coming up in May next month. We're going to have another high school drive-through, and I can even, I think, give you the dates here real quick. And we're going to do another pool session. So we have another vessel exam on May 12th, same time, same place. And we're going to do another life jacket class May 22nd, but I'll probably be back on the air, hopefully, to remind folks again of that. So there if you don't make it this time, there'll be repeat sessions later.
Wonderful. And if listeners have questions or want to get in touch, what is the best way for them to contact you?
Well, then call me at 747-8039, and I'll take the phone calls or just leave a message. And then we have an auxiliary email, which is sitkaaux, which is sitka followed by AUX, at hotmail.com. And I will be sending Raven and KIFW and the paper and everybody else we can reach with this information. But we'd be happy to take your call or get back to you by email.
Wonderful. I think that's about all the time we have today.
Okay.
Mike, thank you so much for being in the studio with me.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
I just spoke with Mike Morris, staff officer, public education, member of Coast Guard Auxiliary. He spoke about the life jacket safety event at Blatchley Middle School pool on April 17th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Another event coming up at Sitka High School on April 21st. There will be vessel exams from noon until 4 p.m. And Mike also wants us to know that Coast Guard Auxiliary also offers house calls. And you can get in touch with Mike Morris at 747-8039. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.